NationalFundingGroup.com.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
The show that's focused on investing strategies for today's needs and tomorrow's goals. This is Bucket Strategy Investing, presented by the Wealth Advisors at Lucia Capital Group. Now, here are Johnny Dean and Rick the Professor Plum.
And we welcome you back. It is this Monday, right? Yeah. All right. Fine. It's all about your money today, and it's all about wealth education this hour. So if there's a good money strategy out there, hey, there's a pretty good chance that we're going to be talking about it today. Welcome you to the program. I'm Johnny Dean, your host here with Professor Rick Plum, with me for the duration. And we're going to talk first up this hour about some life insurance strategies. Now, don't run away. Don't run away screaming, okay? We make this stuff interesting. There are questions you need to be asking yourself. What types of life insurance should you consider owning? Do you even need life insurance? There are people out there who are running around with life insurance that was sold to them, and they have no need for life insurance. They were doing this for tax purposes, but hey, there are some people who say that they should only have term life insurance, and I would say that this is good advice for many people, but it's not good advice for everyone. There's also a place for permanent life insurance in some people's financial plans, cash value. But of course, who is it right for? What are the different options available? And by the way, what strategies are there that use cash value life insurance? And there are strategies out there. So just some of the ideas we're throwing around today. We'll do this for the next segment or two. We're gonna tell you what you need to know about that coming up shortly. Again, you got a question for the Brain Trust? I'm sure you do. You can give us a call right now. 877-PLANNER. We do have all the lines open right now as the show is just getting underway. Emails, we got a lot of those to get to. Send those to wealthed.com, our website at the Find Your Answer link near the top of the page. Wealth education, of course, that's what we try to do on the show every day. And it starts right there at wealthed.com, our website, your source for your money questions. It's your source for money information. It's also where you can go to learn all about bucket strategy investing, too, something we talk about on this program all the time. Professor Rick Plum, Certified Financial Planner, RCFP. He's here courtesy of the advisors at Lucia Capital Group. It's important to know this. Financial planning is all about being prepared for whatever might strike. I mean, it could be, what? We don't know, some prolonged bear market coming down the road. They always do. Another catastrophic market drop. These things happen. You have no way of knowing what's going to happen or when it will happen. What's next? You don't know. You don't want to have to think about this stuff once you've retired. Let us do the heavy lifting for you. It's what we do at Lucia Capital Group every single day. You can talk to them off the air. Any of the advisors, the Brain Trust, their phone number, 800-644-1150. 800-644-1150. Talk to the advisors. Make an appointment and learn all about bucket strategy investing. Our number here in the studio, 877-PLANNER, P-L-A-N-N-E-R, 877-752-6637. I said people run away screaming when they talk about life insurance because people look at life insurance, I guess salespeople, but whenever you talk about it, people just think, I'm going to get pushed into something that I don't want. Sort of like cars, you know? don't want to walk on the car lot. I don't want to talk about life insurance. And I've done this too, where you type in different types of life insurance. Anytime you send somebody, an agent or whatever, a question, they're going to send you back 15 different answers and they don't even know who you are.
Right. And there's a lot of different opinions about life insurance. But there are some basic ideas of what you should be looking at. Unfortunately, life insurance for a lot of people is just a fact of life. Most people, especially if you have a family, most people need some amount of life insurance. And even for some people who don't need it, they want to have some life insurance because it is a source of fairly quick tax-free cash for a surviving surviving spouse, for a family member. Now, it's not immediate. I mean, it takes a week or two or so. You got to get a death certificate and send it off to the insurance company before the insurance company is just going to, they're not going to take your word that somebody died. You got to prove to them. But once that's done, it's usually a pretty short process to get the death proceeds into the hands of the named beneficiary. So that's one reason to make sure you understand who the beneficiaries are.
Yeah, there are a whole bunch of different types too. And I was just starting to say, if you ask somebody, what type of life insurance should I have? You're often going to get 10 different answers from 10 different people. You have the term type. You have cash value. You have term versus permanent
or cash value. You know, investment quality or whatever they want
to
call it.
And then when you look at the term side, you say, well, you know, what different types? There's return of premium type term. There's this. And on the other side, there's the cash value. You got, you know, universal life. You got a whole life, index universal life, whole bunch of different types, variable, whatever you want to talk about. And so it can get confusing. What we're going to do, we're going to take a couple of calls, but we're also going to talk in just a little bit about some of the different types that you may have heard about. Which type is best for you? Well, of course, your individual situation will dictate that. But in order to make a decision, you need to know exactly what these things are. So let's move along. 877-PLANNER, PLANNER, 877-752-6637. We'll take care of a couple of calls here before we have to take a break, and then more about life insurance. Let's move along first up this hour to Robert in Tacoma. Hi, Robert.
Hi, how are you doing today?
Good, how are you?
Good. My question is, I'm 70 years old, still working. I waited till 76 Social Security, so I'm just taking that now, but I'm going to keep working probably for another 5 years because my health is pretty good. I have some company's stock that I've accumulated over time, and you know, it's about as high as it's been in a major company. I don't really necessarily need it, but I'm not sure whether I should sell some of it. I'm concerned about it
dropping,
and then future dropping down again and losing out any of it. But I suppose what I want to do is just be careful not to increase it to the point where it changes my tax level. Would that be the reasoning?
If I were able to create a capital gain large enough to increase my taxes into another bracket, I'd actually be happy about that, because that means I've got a lot of gain. And so is this stock you hold personally, or is it inside of a retirement account?
It's just, well, I don't hold it personally, so I guess that you would say it's an option that I can buy a little bit at a time through where I work.
So are these stock options, or is this a stock purchase plan that you can participate in?
Yeah, it's a stock purchase plan that I can participate in.
So it's not stock you currently hold. You don't actually own the shares yet.
Right.
I mean, the idea of a stock purchase plan is you take money out of your paycheck every week, every month, however often you're paid.
That's exactly what it is.
And you buy it at a discount, somewhere between 10 and 15% usually.
Correct.
And so the stock usually has to drop 10 or 15% before you lose money. And so one of the things some people will do is they'll buy it and then they'll wait, you know, then they'll just basically treat it as like a 10 or 15% bonus, hopefully, and they'll sell it very quickly. Now, if you do that, it's ordinary income, not capital gain. But a lot of people will just basically keep it as a rolling issue to try to get a little bit of a boost. Now, whether or not you need to do that, whether or not you're worried about taking the stock taking a dive, it is an aggressive game. And usually, if you're going to do this, you should be looking at holding it for a long period of time. But the fact that you don't own any of the stock right now, I was worried when you started talking about owning company stock that you were overloaded in the employer stock. That's not the case here.
No.
So, I mean, it really depends on your outlook for the stock. And I'm not talking about your outlook over the next 2, 3, 4 years. I'm talking about your outlook for the stock over the next 15 years. And if you think that this company is going to continue every company goes up and down in value. I mean, their stock price goes up and down. But do you think that over time that this company stock will be better or equal to or better than normal, I mean, every other stock out there? And you know, then you add in the fact that you can potentially buy it at a 10 or 15% discount. It can make, for a long-term portion, I think it makes a lot of sense. Unless you're worried about the company.
Yeah, no, I'm not. It's a very, very good company. So I think it'll continue to trickle up over time. And so when I do sell, say if I sold a portion of it, is that considered, then that's just considered income, and that'll change my, well, be added onto my income, right?
It gets a little tricky in that. The gain from here forward from the current price, not the discount price, would be a capital gain, short-term, long-term. The 15% or whatever the discount is, depending upon when you sell it and how it gets sold down the line, if you sell it too soon, that could actually be an ordinary income. So the gain could be a combination of both types of income. But hey, I'd much rather pay taxes on nice gains than not have any gains and not have to pay any taxes.
Right. No, I understand what you're saying there. Yeah, that's good. But okay. I don't necessarily need it, and I think that you kind of answered my question
so
there.
So let's talk about what else would you be doing with the money? I mean, what else are you going to do?
Well, I mean, like I say, I'm 70 and still working and pulling Social Security. So
you're going to take a couple hundred bucks a month and buy into this stock pool. What else would you be doing with that $200? If you said, I'm going to go out and enjoy it and enjoy life with it, then forget the stock. Go out and enjoy life. If you say, well, I'm just going to stick it in the bank and let it sit in the bank for a while, or I'm going to go buy a mutual fund or whatever, I don't have a problem doing buying the stock with it.
Right. Right. Yeah, I understand. It just depends on what you want, what you'd be doing with it.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly.
Yeah. One other quick question. I don't have time to answer this, but
I tell you what, Robert. Lately, can you hang on one second? I just got to take a break. So don't go away. We'll bring you back on the other side. So don't go away. Just be a couple of minutes here. Got to take a quick break, pay a couple of bills, and we will come back with more. Robert's got another question. We've also got a couple of other folks on hold, but we still have three lines open. So get on board now. 877-PLANNER. Our number, PLANNER, 877-752-6637. We're here to help you out, and that's what the Brain Trust does. Money questions asked by you, money questions answered by us, and we'll talk to you about strategy along the way. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum from Lucia Capital Group. We're coming right back in just a moment or two. Don't go away.
Some people willingly take on risk, like skydivers. They may find risk exhilarating. Most of us would rather avoid risk. When it comes to investing strategies, many investors want to keep their feet on the ground and reduce their exposure to risk. A risk buffer strategy through the purchase of an annuity contract is designed for investors who want the potential for growth when the markets are positive, potentially with some protection from losses when they're not. If you're concerned about stock market volatility and the threat of another market collapse, learn where a risk buffer strategy may fit in your investment mix. You may be able to cover losses to a certain extent when markets decline, but potentially enjoy a reasonable amount of growth when markets rise. Watch an informative short video to learn exactly how a risk buffer strategy works at riskbuffer.com. That's riskbuffer.com. A risk buffer strategy involves purchase of a variable annuity, which is a long-term investment product. Guarantees are based on the claims-paying ability of the issuer, subject to their terms and conditions. Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC, member FINRA, SIPC. A December 2015 Gallup poll found that nearly three-quarters of those surveyed expected this year to start with stock market volatility. Their concerns were valid. According to CNN and other sources, this January was the worst month in the stock market since 2009. But even though we may have anticipated stock market declines, are we prepared for them? Are we prepared if we should see another market meltdown like 2008? Lucia Capital Group invites you to discuss your retirement strategy and review your exposure to potential portfolio losses if stocks stumble. What alternatives to stocks and bonds might you consider adding to your investment mix? Schedule an appointment with your local Lucia Capital Group advisor now. The consultation and review of your current financial plan is free. Call 800-644-1150 to schedule an appointment. That's 800-644-1150. And learn more at wealthed.com. Wealthed.com. Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC, member SIPC, and a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, a registered investment advisor. All investments are subject to risk, including loss of principal.
Life can be unpredictable. That's why you should take control of your family's future now with an estate plan bundle from LegalZoom. Not sure whether you need a last will or a living trust? LegalZoom's network of independent attorneys in 48 states can help you decide which one's right for you without billing by the hour, since LegalZoom isn't a law firm. Plus, updating your estate plan as your family and assets grow couldn't be easier. Enjoy your life. Use LegalZoom for the legal stuff. LegalZoom. Legal help is here.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. and you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, and we have great rates for smokers too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
There's more than one way to invest in your education. Investing in the right products, securities, and real estate generates secure and sound futures. What about an investment that retains its value? Consider college real estate. College real estate can provide housing for students and generate returns for their families. Through this special offer from Austin iLabs, you can download the free workbook from collegerealestate.com to see if this investment is right for you. Go to collegerealestate.com/radio.
We're taking your calls. We're here all hour, at least. There may be more coming up. 877-PLANNER, our number. I'm Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum here with me from Lucia Capital Group, the Brain Trust, answering your money questions as we do every day. We still have some of these life insurance things that we're going to get to. In fact, we're going to get to them in just a moment here. If you want to give us a call, you can do so. 877-PLANNER, our number, PLANNER, 877-752-6637. I think Robert in Tacoma had to go. He had another question.
Oh, darn.
Yeah, I know. We were all set. He was just there. Robert, give us a call back if you want, and we will talk to you about whatever your second question is. He was talking about holding or selling company stock. This is what? This is the employee stock purchase plan, I guess.
Yes, it's not part of a retirement plan.
No.
It's just where the employers do like their employees to own some of the company stock because they believe it, the employee then has a better vested interest in the outcome of the company. And so the idea is that the employee will work harder to create a more efficient workplace and be better so that the stock price goes up and they make more money. That's the idea. I know some companies that require their senior management staff to own, you know, X percent or X multiple of their annual salary in company stock. They want them to have a serious vested interest in the company. So what they've created over the years, one of the things they've created to help people own stock are these employee stock purchase plans, where it's a payroll deduction. It's kind of like what you would see with a 401k, except for it is not tax deductible. But because it's payroll deduction, it's just a lot easier, it seems like. If we can get something done through our payroll, it just seems easier. And we don't really feel it as much because we don't ever see the money. We don't realize that we're actually doing it. And what they will do is they'll let you accumulate money on a, you know, over a 6-month period of time. And then every quarter, every 6 months, they take whatever you've put in there and they buy shares of the company. And they buy shares of the company stock at a discount, depending upon the formula. Sometimes it's a 10 or 15% discount from the lowest point it's been over the last 6 months. Sometimes it's 10 or 15% from today's price.
The
purchase price. So, you know, you've got a little bit of a buffer for market conditions. Not that that'll protect you in all cases, but, you know, it's a way to start. Now, it is a discount. It is something the employer is giving you. And so that portion of the ultimate sale price, if it stays at that price or goes up, is potentially ordinary income, but the rest of the gain would be capital gain.
Yeah, so what we're talking about is this. If you have a share that's worth $10.
And you buy it for $8.50.
So you got it at a discount, and for whatever reason you turn around and sold it, not that you could, but if you did.
You can sell it right away once you...
Yeah, you could. That $8.50 is going to be the ordinary income.
No, the $8.50 is your basis. The $1.50 is your ordinary income.
Well, okay, so this is where people get this, and this is where I think
I'm actually paying $8.50. They've withheld $8.50 from my
paycheck.
We're
talking about post-tax money then.
All post-tax money. This is not a deductible purchase. This is not a tax-deductible plan. Mm-hmm. It is post-tax money. So they've withheld through my checks $8.50. And they use that $8.50 to buy the share. That is my basis.
Now the question is, on the ordinary income, why would the gain be ordinary income? Because you haven't held it, or what?
Well, because the company is giving me something. The company can only give me something in two forms. wages or a dividend, and it's not a dividend.
And both in this case.
This is like a bonus. It's mm-hmm. You're getting that 15% as a bonus.
Yeah.
You're putting up $8.50, and the company's giving you $1.50 to buy it. And so they're saying that $1.50, if you sell it within is a bonus. It's just going to be ordinary income.
Okay, now that $8.50. You have it for $10. It's worth $15, and you go off and sell it.
The $5 is going to be capital gain.
Mm-hmm.
The $150, there are some parameters. There are some areas where it could potentially become a capital gain as well. But just count on it being ordinary income, and anything else just gives you a nice surprise.
Yeah. Now these are employee stock purchase plans. Heard of employee stock ownership or stock option plans.
Well, stock ownership plan is a qualified retirement plan. It is. Like a profit sharing plan. The only difference is with a company plan, typically the company is prohibited from owning too much company stock in it, especially ever since Enron and things like that. You can't just have a company plan have a big chunk of company stock in it, except for an employee stock ownership plan. And an ESOP, ESOP, employee stock ownership plan, it gets around that rule because it is 100% employer stock. So it basically become an employee-owned company, and the employees own the company through the retirement plan. And so it is 100% employer stock, but it is a qualified retirement plan, which means that it is the individuals don't put anything into it. The company puts 100% of the money in. The individuals don't have a basis in it. It's, all the ERISA and everything, age 59 and a half rules, RMD rules, all the kind of, it's a retirement plan at work, a qualified retirement plan, just like any other 401k, profit sharing plan, money purchase plan, they'll be treated the same.
And the employee has no interest in it other than the fact that the company is putting the money in, and they now are become
the employee doesn't have any
owners.
Any money of their own in
right.
it directly. They didn't do any salary deferral.
Right.
They didn't do any contributions to it. But yeah, they do have an interest in it.
Well, they have an.
Keen interest in an ESOP plan if I am a member of that that ESOP.
Know what I mean. There's no financial. I haven't put anything into this particular plan myself.
You just put your sweat and time and effort into that company.
Yes.
And the reward hopefully is a wonderful share price at the right time.
Well, now Robert's question, just to go back to it, by the way, 877 Planner, we'll get to some of this life insurance stuff in a bit, but since we're talking about it, in his case, he was trying to just determine whether or not it's a good time to sell it
hold
on to it, buy it.
He was worried about buying it at the top. He doesn't have any stock right now of the company.
Yes.
And he's like, I'm going to work for another 5 years, so should I participate in the employee stock purchase plan, the after-tax one? And he's not going to build up too much. He's not going to go overboard on it. What's he going to do with the money if he doesn't invest it? And if he is going to invest it, what other options does he have to invest it in? So he's looking at buying company stock at a discount or buying other investments at current price. It depends. If he thinks that the current employment stock, the company he works for, is going to do as well as the rest of the market on a whole or better, then he's going to want to do the employee stock purchase plan because he gets a little bit of a bonus on that. If he doesn't think the company's going to do that well, he still has a little bit of a head start, but is it enough to overcome what he thinks the company may not be able to achieve just compared to the rest of the market? But in any case, this isn't, even though he's only going to work for 5 more years, this isn't 4 or 5 year money. This is 10 year money, 15 year money, long term money. And so are we buying at a market high right now? And when we're considering 15 years, I don't know. Are we at a market high if we're considering 15 weeks? That's probably more likely than 15 years, but I can't say for sure on either one.
Well, he had some faith in the company. Now, the thing is, he's age 70, so he's got to take, age has to be a little bit of a factor here.
Yes and no, but I mean, as long as he can afford to put the money aside for 15 years, now that's why I asked, what are you going to do with this money? Is it going to take away from your current lifestyle? Is it going to take away, would you have invested it elsewhere? Would you have just stuck it in a bank account and just sat there? What is this money going to be used for and when? If it's money you're going to, if you have to cut back on your lifestyle right now, and in his case, why would he want to do that? So it's all a matter of, what is the money used for? Why are we using it?
Yeah, one nice thing, there's a little bit of a buffer there, too, when you buy it at a discount. So even if the stock does go down a little bit, it would have to go down whatever the discount is for him to lose any money in it.
And he was worried about the gain creating an unwanted tax. Well, first off, all taxes are pretty much unwanted. But I would much rather have a large tax on an exceptionally large gain even if it puts me into a higher bracket, then no tax on no gain.
Sure. It's like having stock options and all of a sudden, oh man, I got $2 million, but I got to pay
taxes on it.
$600,000, please. All right, 877-PLANNER. We got more topics, including that life insurance stuff coming up. Get on board now. Brain Trust standing by. It's Bucket Strategy Investing.
Are you worried we may see another stock market drop like the 2008 collapse? In a new video, Ray Lucia Jr. comments on investor concerns.
They're worried about what happens when this bull market eventually ends and how severe of a downturn there may be for them in the future.
If you're looking for some potential protection from volatility, learn about the risk buffer strategy by watching a free video now at riskbuffer.com.
For those investors who want to take some risk off the table of their longer-term portfolios, a risk buffer strategy may be appropriate for you.
Depending on the investor, there are many ways this strategy may potentially be added to your investment mix. Please take 10 minutes to watch a free video in which Ray Lucia Jr. explains the risk buffer strategy and how it may work for you at riskbuffer.com. That's riskbuffer.com. A risk buffer strategy involves purchase of a variable annuity, which is a long-term investment product. Guarantees are based on the claims-paying ability of the issuer, subject to their terms and conditions. Ray Lucia Jr. is the CEO of Lucia Securities, LLC, member FINRA SIP, an affiliate of Lucia Capital Group. If you were born on or after January 2, 1954, listen carefully. Recent changes enacted by the Social Security Administration as part of the Bipartisan Budget Act of 2015 may impact your Social Security benefits. The policy that previously enabled spouses at full retirement age to claim spousal benefits while allowing their own benefit to grow has been discontinued. This could mean the accrual of additional benefits may no longer be available to you. Changes will also soon be implemented regarding file and suspend claiming strategies. Find out the latest rules, regulations, and restrictions by calling the Social Security Hotline at 800-838-0483. The call is free and may clarify some of the new Social Security rules that could affect your benefits. If you were born after January 2, 1954, you could be affected. Call 800-838-0483. 800-838-0483. The Social Security Hotline is not endorsed by or a service of the Social Security Administration or any government agency. Lucia Capital Group is not affiliated with the Social Security Administration.
For life's aches and pains, choose Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. It works fast and it's easy to use, designed to work odor-free in all those remote areas. It works here. It's odor-free here. It works here. Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. Fast-acting, easy-to-use, odor-free pain relief for all those remote areas. Available at Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, and other fine retailers.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I need to get a grip on my company's spending.
Staples has low prices every day.
So I won't overspend?
Nope. With our price match guarantee, you can always get the lowest price on everything for your office.
Everything?
Everything.
The lowest prices on ink, paper, coffee, ink, folders, notepads, ink, sticky notes, ink, trash pads, ink, binders, and ink?
Need some ink?
A little bit, yeah.
Trust Staples for low prices every day. Staples. Make more happen.
Price match good at checkout for items from retailers operating online and retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. See store or staples.com for details.
Say hello to John. John dreamed of building a successful business and retiring to an exotic island in the Caribbean. He dreamed about his sales soaring and all the money that would be flowing in. He dreamed of hiring a sales team and expanding his company. Well, sadly, that dream fell apart when his bank turned down his business loan. Now John is not dreaming about going to the Caribbean anymore. He's driving around in an old beat-up pickup truck. If you need money to grow your business to new heights so you can reach your dreams, don't let the bank hold you down. You need to call Merchant Advance Express today. We can help you get qualified for up to $250,000 to grow your business any way you want. Call now to learn more. Call 800-503-3735. 800-503-3735. 800-503-3735. That's 800-503-3735.
Are you worried about losing your home to foreclosure? If you've been threatened with foreclosure or receive legal papers from your bank, you have approximately 30 days to respond. If you do not respond, you could lose your home. You have rights. Act now to protect your rights. You can stay in your home. Many times you can even modify your loan. The bottom line is you can get past this, but you must act right now. If you've been served by your bank and you're worried about losing your home to foreclosure, now is the time to fight back and save your home. Time is limited, so call the professionals at National Foreclosure Defense right now.
800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. That number again is 800-708-7922.
Market Strategy Investing, Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum. We're here live every day, 877-PLANNER, our number, PLANNER. Whatever money questions you have, get on board. We'll talk to you about them. Answer them right here on the program, 877-752-6637. All right, we were talking a segment or two ago a little bit about life insurance. We just sort of got to the basic parts of it. You got two real...
styles?
Yeah. You have one that's just
Term.
It's from now until however long you want it to go. You usually keep the same premium, and then once it's over, that's it.
Well, term started off as an annual renewable, where every year it got a little bit more expensive because every year
you got a little bit older. Yeah.
And then they got into these five-year guaranteed periods, 10, 15, 20. We've even seen 30-year plus guaranteed premiums. And what people find a little shocking is at the end of the guaranteed premium, especially the longer-term premium mm-hmm. ones, the insurance doesn't normally just go away. You can continue on with that coverage, but the premium is not going to be the same premium as it was during the guaranteed period. It goes up a little bit. Okay, it goes
up a lot. Yeah.
And depending upon how long you've had it. Now, if it's a five-year and you started at 25 and you're now 30, probably not going to go up very much. If it's a 30-year and you started at 35 and you're now 65, yeah, that premium is going to go up quite a bit. I mean, multiple times of what it was before. And the reason for that is the insurance company knows the only people that are going to keep that insurance are individuals who cannot qualify medically mm-hmm. for new insurance. And they still need it, for whatever reason. And so they're just going to jack the premium on you. But that's the way term works. It's kind of like your car insurance. It's for a period of time. If you get in an accident, the insurance covers up to the policy limits. With a life insurance policy, it's going to if you get killed or you die within the term, they're going to pay it right up to the policy limits.
And the earlier that happens, if it does, the better off
if you look from an investment standpoint.
The better off you did. Now.
Yeah. So I mean it is life insurance. So the idea is to figure out how much you need and what it is you're using this insurance to cover. Is it a temporary need? Temporary being maybe as many as 20, 30 years. Or is it something that you need for the rest of your life, where you want that death benefit to continue regardless of how long you live, whether it's 6 weeks or 60 years? If that's the case, then that's more of a cash value permanent policy or some kind of policy that guarantees the premium forever, like a guaranteed universal life. So it depends on what's going on in your life on how you're going to do it. Now, unfortunately, a lot of times insurance agents focus on not the death benefit, which is the primary way to look at insurance. They focus on how much can you afford to put into it. You said you could set aside $100 a month? Good. Let's take that $100 a month and buy a permanent policy that gives you $75,000 worth of coverage. You're a young family, you can't afford more than $100 a month, so let's get you started with the basics here. Let's get you some permanent coverage, $75,000. You're a young family, you need more than $75,000. You need term insurance to cover the need, not the savings side of it. You need to cover the need for what happens if something happens to you, the death benefit side of it. So let's look at what it is that you're trying to do. Are you buying life insurance as a savings vehicle? Okay, that way we know what to look for as something else. Are we buying life insurance for the death benefit? Okay, then let's get the right amount of death benefit. And if it's too expensive to get permanent insurance to get the $1 million, $500,000, $2 million, whatever the death benefit is, then let's make sure we cover the need with term insurance. And if we have extra money, we can always buy the permanent insurance either now or later.
So the first question should be, how much do you need? Do you need life insurance? Yes, you do. Okay. Now let's figure out how much. From that point, we say, how much can you afford?
Right. And if you say, well, I'm in a high tax bracket. I've already funded my 401k, my Roth IRAs, everything I'm doing. I would like to create an additional savings vehicle. And I'm in, I've got the extra X amount of dollars every month I can commit to over the next 10 to 15 years. Okay, you're actually a candidate for a permanent policy. Now we can start talking about which type of permanent policy or cash value policy you should be looking at. But it's not the other way around. It's not a matter of I can afford to save this and let that dictate the how much the highest death benefit I can get on the permanent insurance. Let's make sure we cover the need first and then find the best way to fund it. Now, I heard somebody talking about how life insurance is it's a rigged game. The insurance companies build into the fact that a lot of people are just going to lapse it. This was on a long-term care quote the other day. Not a quote, it's called a long-term care call. Somebody was talking about how the insurance companies knew that X number of people weren't going to last and they were going to drop their coverage. Well, you're right. Insurance companies, especially with term insurance, they know that the majority of the term insurance policies issued are not going to have to pay off in a death benefit, because they know that during the term of the guarantee period, that they know how many people the odds are going to die in that, at that age of that type of medical history are going to die. So they don't have to reserve huge, huge percentages of every premium to provide for the death benefit, because they know that most of them, just like our car insurance, most of the time we don't get into accidents. And so the insurance company can use that money to do other things. Insurance policies are based on the idea that there is a certain lapse rate within the policies, and that's how they price them. Permanent insurance has a little bit different lapse policy ratio, and so they have to reserve a little bit more. So they're a little more, plus they're a little more expensive because they have longer guarantees.
Yeah, and of course, if you buy a permanent insurance policy and you keep up the premiums, you'll have them obviously forever.
Doesn't matter. It depends on the type of policy. We saw policies issued in the 80s where it was a universal life policy, and they said, here, you pay this $100 a month, and based on this illustration, you're going to have $250,000 of death benefit forever and ever and ever and ever.
Yes.
But the assumptions that they were using in it, and that's where we get into the permanent side of the cash value side of the equation. How permanent are they depends on the assumptions that they're using to show you the illustration.
And the assumptions that they used back then,
that it's going to continue to earn 12% a year forever, because that's what they were paying at one point in 1982, 83.
They said, well, it could go down to 10%, but I don't see it going much lower than that.
Right now, they're down around 1 or 2. Heard somebody talk about 3.5% the other day. So it's just, we just have to look at the reasonableness.
All right, so how do you know? I mean, really, how do you know term versus, we'll call it, permanent or cash value?
Well, term, and the argument between term and permanent is real easy. How much insurance do you need and how much can you afford? And how long do you need that insurance for? If it's to replace a pension, like the Pension Max type thing, that's a permanent coverage. Term generally doesn't work in that area, unless the pension that you're dealing with is somebody that's
not gonna last.
There's some areas where a term could work. The person we're trying to protect it on is much younger, so the pension's on the much younger spouse, and so we can buy it and it's for maybe 20 years, but by that time the older spouse is 103, so it's not going to matter.
Yeah, generally it's the permanent policy.
But usually it's a permanent policy in that area. So we have to find out how much do we need and for how long, and then can we even pretend to afford permanent coverage? And once we determine the need, how much of the need needs to continue forever? Now, there's a difference between providing for survivors and then the other use of life insurance, which would be more estate planning oriented. Estate planning oriented life insurance is generally permanent in nature, because by its very nature, it's the estate we're worried about, and that is for the rest of our life. And so that's more of a permanent policy. And any time you buy a life insurance policy where the premium is going to go through and you want it to be somewhat level guaranteed or however close to guaranteed you want to get it, and it's going to go through normal life expectancy, you're probably going to want a permanent policy, because term just gets too expensive. Because when the term policy goes through a point where you're into normal life expectancy, the insurance company is saying, well, now we do have to reserve a bunch of money because it's very likely that the person's going to die. And so we want to have the permanent coverage at that point to help us out.
So why do I hear so many people say never buy permanent policy, never buy cash value, always buy term?
Because it's sold the wrong way.
Okay.
And it's just created such a bad taste in everybody's mouth because it was missold. I think you may have bought a universal policy when you were like 21 years old.
I
bought one when I was 23 or 24.
Yeah.
And it was the wrong thing. It was sold to me with a bunch of smoke and mirrors, mm-hmm. on a bunch of false promises. And when I got the policy and I started reading the policy, yeah, I did. I read the policy.
I did. I didn't really think much of it.
I canceled it within the 30-day time horizon. I said, this is not what I was told.
Yeah.
This is not what I was sold. And so I realized I'd been bamboozled.
Well, you were sold.
I was sold. And I didn't like the taste that it left in my mouth.
Yeah.
And so I blamed the agent, but I also blamed the product, which wasn't – the product wasn't the problem.
Because there are plenty of people who actually probably could have used it.
It was the wrong product for me. Just like when we talk about investments,
mm-hmm.
when we talk about a lot of things, it's not necessarily the investment's fault that you didn't get the results that you wanted or were told about. It's the way it was presented and either your understanding of it or misunderstanding of it or the way that it was sold to you that was wrong. And so you have an unrealistic expectation. And the expectation that I was sold when I bought it basically soured me quite a bit. And then somehow I end up in an industry that deals with life insurance.
Well, by that point, you learned about it and how they're used and how they're properly used.
But they do have a place. But everything has a place if used properly.
All right, 877-PLANNER. We had a question about these return of premiums. I'll ask you that when we come back. Whatever happened to those, are they still around and were they any good? Also, what about group insurance at work? We'll talk about things like that and anything else that's on your mind. Lines are open, 877-PLANNER. Any money question you have, we'll answer it when the Brain Trust returns. Don't go away.
If you're investing in the stock market, you know there may be reward, but you know there will be risk. So consider this. Would you sacrifice some of the gain you may get with your investments if you could potentially reduce some of the risk and potentially cut some of your losses? If you answered yes, you need to learn about a risk buffer strategy. With a risk buffer strategy, an insurance company insures your investment for a certain percentage of loss over a given period of time, and you determine the level of protection you get. Watch a short video at riskbuffer.com. That's riskbuffer.com. That explains how you can potentially reduce risk when the market may be down, but still capitalize on stock gains. Can you find a way to manage risk in unpredictable markets? Watch the video at riskbuffer.com. Riskbuffer.com. A risk buffer strategy involves purchase of a variable annuity, which is a long-term investment product. Guarantees are based on the claims-paying ability of the issuer, subject to their terms and conditions. Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC, member FINRA, SIPC. This is a special invitation for business owners or human resources managers representing companies of 50 or more employees. The retirement planning strategists at Lucia Capital Group will travel to your city and present a customized private retirement planning seminar for your employees. Rick Plum and Terry Keyes have spoken to thousands of individuals about planning for retirement and address their concerns about outliving their money, stock market volatility, managing taxes, company-sponsored retirement benefit plans, and more. Now they're available to speak to your organization. This is a convenient way for your employees to get their retirement questions answered and learn how a plan can be designed to integrate all of their retirement resources. Call Lucia Capital Group to schedule a private retirement planning meeting. Call 800-644-1150. That's 800-644-1150. Rick Plum and Terry Keyes are registered representatives of and offer securities through Lucia Securities, LLC, a registered broker-dealer, member SIPC. Lucia Securities is a wholly owned subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, a registered investment advisor. All investments are subject to risk, including loss of principal.
To all you parents sending your kids off to college, do us a favor. Invest in some good bedding. The Company Store has things like mattress toppers that make any bed feel like a spa. And remember, this is about protecting your investment in your flesh and blood. College is expensive, and we need sleep to learn, and sleep is hard to come by here. But hey, it's your call.
TheCompanyStore.com has been perfecting a good night's sleep for over 100 years. Visit TheCompanyStore.com to see our full line of college bedding and more. Enter the code CAMPUS and get 15% off your order plus free shipping.
This is a national health care alert from the Health Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You could qualify for a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost to you. Get free delivery, and all the paperwork is handled by our accredited suppliers at no charge to you. So if you're on Medicare and have knee pain, don't wait. You may qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost. Friendly agent agents are standing by 24/7 to help you. We also have other pain-relieving braces, too, for your shoulder, ankle, or back. You may be eligible to get these items and more at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Our friendly representatives are standing by now to help you, so please call now.
Call 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301. Again, 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
QL1, this is Control, checking in to see how excited you are for launch. Over.
Well, actually, I'm kind of bored.
You're about to travel 17,000 miles per hour through Earth's atmosphere and you're bored?
It just doesn't sound that exciting after using Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. I was able to get a completely online custom mortgage approval in minutes.
Wow, that is impressive.
3, 2, 1. Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button. Get mortgage.
Rocket.
Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org number 3030.
It's 877-PLANNER. That's the number. It's Bucket Strategy Investing. That's the name of the program. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum standing by to talk to you about all your money issues. And there's another hour coming up. So if you've got questions that have to wait for another hour, you can call then. A lot of emails to get to. We'll get to those as well. And some questions on life insurance. We will try to do those before the top of the hour. If not, we will put them off into next hour. Once again, 877-PLANNER, our number, PLANNER. Let's go next to Manny in Las Vegas. Hi, Manny.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. How are you today?
Good, man. Good.
So what's up?
Well, I got a question. I recently just got let go from my company under new management, and I'm pretty well in debt. And just wanted to know, would I be stupid to use my 401k money to clear my debt?
How old are you, Manny?
31.
How much is in the 401k?
Right now, $44,000.
And how much do you owe?
I'd say probably about 28.
Well, the reality is it would probably take all of that 401k to pay off that 20, because it would be taxable, obviously, and penalized.
I got it pre-taxed.
You got
before
it.
Before I was inputting it from my check, it was pre-taxed.
Right, and so when you take the money out, it'll be taxable. So if you were to take $44,000 out, you would owe taxes on $44,000, and you would owe a $4,400 tax penalty. Because you're not 59 and a half. You're not 55 either. And so it's going to be very, very expensive money. Now, this debt that you currently have, is it car debt? Is it a reasonable interest rate? Or is it like 28% credit card?
No, it's a car. It's also a couple a school loan. And some of it is cards.
Yeah. I would try not to take the money out. And if I was going to, first thing I would do, now that you're no longer working there, I'd roll it to an IRA. And then if I had to, and if it just came down to it, I would take out smaller pieces of it to get not the whole 44, so that I'm not taxed as much and I'm not penalized as much, but just try to get me through and buy until such time as I get another job and I can start making the payments or making them easier again. Also, the advantage of the IRA is that there's no mandatory withholding. So if I need you know, $5,000, I can ask them for $5,000 and instead of asking them for $6,250, because they're going to automatically withhold 20% when I take a distribution from the 401k. I'll deal with the taxes next year. But I think that you would be better off not using the full $44,000 to pay off the debt right now. Hopefully you're not going to be unemployed for that long. You'll be able to get back up to it and then work on paying that debt off once you get the job again. But try to avoid using this expensive, expensive money. Figure, how much money do you normally make in a year, and are you married or single?
I'm married with four kids.
And so between you and your wife, how much household income is there?
Between me and my wife, last year we made 83, 84.
Okay, and then assuming you don't, assuming you make similar amounts this year, I know you unfortunately got laid off, but hopefully you get another job soon. If you were to take this $44,000 out, some of it would be in the 15% tax bracket, but a bigger block of it's going to probably be in the 25% bracket. So you'd end up paying 25% on some of it and a 10% penalty on all of it. So you're looking at an average cost of, you know, the high 20% range for the whole thing. I mean, you're looking at 25 to 35% tax. So you're looking at 30% on average in taxation to get this money out. If there's super high debt and super high payments to debt ratio where you can get rid of a big payment for a relatively small amount, okay, do that. Mm-hmm. But don't do the whole thing if you can avoid it.
Well, my plan was also, because, I mean, I own my house, too. Well, not outright, but...
Right, you in the bank.
Mm-hmm. You know,
like the rest of us.
Right. when my plan was to use the money, and whenever I decided to sell my house, you know, kind of roll most of that into an IRA.
You can't use the house proceeds to roll back into the IRA unless you're going to sell it within 60 days of taking the money out of the 401k. So if you've already got it in escrow and it looks like it's not going to fall through, that's one thing. But if you know, put it up for sale today, it's unlikely to sell within 60 days. And the only way you can put money back into an IRA or a 401k, well, it wouldn't go into 401k because you left that company. The only way the money can go into an IRA after you take it out of a qualified plan or an IRA is within 60 days. And so that's probably not going to work very well.
Okay.
Like I said, if there's a credit card that has a big payment and a big interest rate, and you know maybe it's $3,000 or $4,000, and I can wipe out a big chunk of payment for $3,000 or $4,000, I might do that. But on a student loan that's at 4%, 5%, 6%, on a car loan that maybe hopefully is even less than that, if I have to, maybe I'll take a distribution to make the payments for a couple months. But I'd really rather not pay 30% on average to get the money out to pay off debt. Unless it's 30% debt.
What do you think about the prospects of finding another job soon, Manny? I mean, I know it's probably early on, but what does that look like in your field, or what do you think?
Well, I mean, I kind of had a feeling this was coming, you know, coming to an end where I worked, and
yeah.
I was looking prior to that. And right now, I mean, the only places that give me a call are, you know, minimal.
Right.
Yeah.
It's less than half of what I make now.
Yeah.
What I was making before, and this is not.
Well, keep pounding the pavement, and you know, it's if you roll it to an IRA, it's there if you have to have it, but it's not very inexpensive money. But if you have really expensive debt,
and you need the cash flow, is it?
Or you just don't have any other place to get it, then that's one way to do it. But roll it to an IRA and keep it in cash for right now until you get your new job.
All right, man. Well, I appreciate it, guys.
Okay, Manny, thank you. I'm glad you're thinking about this, and good luck to you. Let us know how it turns out. We've talked to many people in that same situation. He's got $44,000, he's got about $28,000 of debt. I'm guessing the car loan probably isn't a huge interest rate. Student loans are probably around 6%, something like that. Cash flow, though, may be an issue for him.
Right, and so we would. And this is one where, when we're looking at the debt, there's two ways to look at it, either the highest interest rate or the highest payment as a percentage of the outstanding balance.
Yeah.
Because if I can get a big swing in my cash flow for a fairly small, you know, chunk of money, that can free up some breathing room, maybe.
Yeah, breathing room. And the question is, you know, when is the new job coming down the line? And, you know, sometimes early on, it looks like it could be a long, long time. Okay, we're out of time for this hour. There's another hour just ahead. If you've got money questions, we've got money answers for you. You can also talk to the Brain Trust off the air. Professor Rick Plum, any of the advisors at Lucia Capital Group, 800-644-1150. 800-644-1150. Another hour is just ahead.
Information presented should not be considered specific tax, legal, or investment advice. You should always seek counsel of the appropriate advisor prior to making any investment decision. All investments are subject to risk, including the loss of principal. There is no guarantee that any investing or financial planning strategy will be profitable, provide protection from loss, or meet its stated objectives. Investment advisor representatives of Lucia Capital Group are also registered representatives of and offer securities through Lucia Securities, LLC, a registered broker-dealer member FINRA SIPC. John Dean is an associated person with Lucia Securities, LLC. In the information presented, the opinions and views expressed are subject to change without notice and may not come to pass. Registration with the SEC does not imply a certain level of skill or training.